This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Possible explosive devices target U.S. politicians and now a major U.S. news network. The U.S. Secret Service says agents have intercepted packages containing possible explosive devices addressed to former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now U.S. news network CNN is evacuated due to another suspicious package. Prior to the announcement about CNN, the White House condemned these terrorizing and despicable acts targeting Obama and Clinton. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says these terrorizing attacks are despicable and anyone responsible will be held accountable. In a written statement, Sanders says the Secret Service and other agencies are investigating and will take all appropriate actions to protect anyone threatened by these cowards.
And that was the AP's Sagar Magani reporting. Investigators believe the explosives targeting Obama and Clinton are linked to the one found Monday at the compound of liberal U.S. billionaire George Soros. Turkish officials say President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed in a phone call Wednesday the need for joint efforts to shed light on the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This comes the same day Erdogan vowed that those responsible for the killing of Khashoggi will not escape justice.
Ülke olarak cinayetin üstünün örtülmesine.
Speaking in Ankara, Erdogan said Turkey will not allow the murder to be covered up and will be transparent in sharing any evidence it uncovers. Erdogan dismissed Saudi Arabia's claims on Tuesday that rogue agents were responsible. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump continues to rail against a caravan of undocumented Central American migrants attempting to reach the United States. Human rights groups dispute Trump's assertions that the caravan includes criminals and Middle Easterners, claims for which he has provided no proof. Numerous migrants interviewed by reporters covering the caravan have maintained they seek a better and safer life in the United States, like Victor Sandoval from Honduras. He says the dreams that one has to reach the United States to work, to help one's family get ahead, because the situation in our country is really critical. The caravan, estimated to include more than 7,000 people, had advanced about 75 kilometers since crossing the border with Guatemala. There are many more kilometers to go to reach the U.S., where the president is threatening to use the military to keep them out. Japan confirmed Wednesday that a man freed from Syria is Japanese freelance journalist who was kidnapped 3 years ago. Japan confirmed Junpei Yasuda appears to be in good health. The world's longest sea crossing bridge linking Hong Kong and Macau to mainland China opened for public use on Wednesday. In Hong Kong, excited cross-border travelers joined tour groups to be the first to experience the 55-kilometer-long bridge. This traveler saying the bridge is very convenient and very fast and took about 45 minutes to cross. The $20 billion bridge took about a decade to build while incurring major delays and cost overruns. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, in her first public comment about Brexit, says the relationship between the United Kingdom and Europe will remain the same even through change.
Our enduring alliance remains strong. And as innovators, traders, and internationalists, we look with confidence to the future.
Queen Elizabeth and King Willem-Alexander of the Netherlands both urged their countries to look beyond Brexit to a shared future as the Dutch monarch and his wife pay a visit to the UK. The Dutch king said that amid the focus on the technical details of Brexit, we should not lose sight of the greater narrative that continues to bind us: freedom, openness, and cooperation. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Wednesday that Hurricane Willa has weakened to a tropical storm, but torrential rains will continue in west-central Mexico. Willa made landfall Tuesday night as a Category 3 hurricane. The Boston Red Sox came out swinging in the World Series opener, beating the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4 on Tuesday. Game 2 of the best-of-7 series is Wednesday in Boston. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.